Let's recap a little bit to the McCook Chamber of Commerce. Their meeting was last week, but I was gone. And my guest in here is Sarah Schneider. You had a little road trip to Lincoln as well. You were gone for a couple of days as well. You had a lot of fun, though, didn't you?
Yes, we did. It was a lot of fun. And Nate tried to catch some Husker baseball, but I think the rain kind of delayed that, too. But, yeah, we're back, and both of us are in the office and running as usual.
Exactly. With the kids out of school now, it's back to business, huh?
Yes, and things are really picking up at the Chamber. Actually, last week when we had our chamber meeting, I had asked the board members to attend the special city council meeting. And so we all set in for that meeting. And then from there, we had our monthly meeting at the city offices. And then from there, we shot over to Central Elementary to we presented two teachers with the Educator of the Year Award. Caitlin Winkler, she's a science teacher. And I know my youngest has had her, and she does a fantastic job. And then Joel Bednar, he's been a basketball coach for my oldest and then also a teacher. And so pretty special. And it was kind of nice that they were in the same school, too. It just happened that way. So we didn't have a lot of running. But this year, the committee decided to do something different and award two teachers instead of just one. I know that we wish that we could give every teacher an award, but this year we just did two. I've also been in and out of schools presenting teachers with their nomination certificates. So we appreciate all the teachers and enjoy your summer.
That's a tough choice every year, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, it's got to be a tough choice.
It is. And this year we had 24 nominations. Mm-hmm. And so that was a lot of nominations. Yeah. And it was kind of fun because I have a lot of teachers that sit on the committee. And so it was like grading papers for them. So I like to see their comments and how they graded everyone. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a tough choice. But we have a lot of great teachers, but hats off to the two that you chose.
Yes. And thank you to the committee members for volunteering to take time to be on our committee. So,
all right.
And then moving on to, so we just recognized the teachers and moved on to regular business. We have 34 new members since January. Some of those members are individuals, and so I get excited because it just shows that they're excited about the chamber and everything we do, and they want to invest in the community. And so if anyone's out there and they also want to become chamber members, just give me a call at the office. As a chamber member, I just wanted to remind everyone, too, that on the website, we have a job board. So if you are a member and you have a job opening, make sure to get on and post your openings. And then if anyone's looking for jobs, they can go on there and see what is open. The other thing the chamber provides is chamber bucks. So if anyone is wondering what to get dad for Father's Day or birthdays, graduation presents, they can contact the chamber, and we have chamber bucks. So what that is just like a general gift certificate that any of our chamber members who want to be chamber buck participants will take. And so they can reach me at the office for that as well. The other thing we discussed is the community calendar. It keeps growing and growing, and we try to add more and get businesses and activities posted there. So it's kind of that central location for the community. If anybody's looking for something to do or camps, anyone, it doesn't matter if you're a chamber member or not, can add an activity or an event on the calendar. So just go to the website and click on the community calendar, and up at the top you'll see add, and you just go from there. Then with the board, we discussed all of the events coming up, and boy, it's going to get busy. I told Nate last night as we were driving home, I have 1 month. And so in 1 month, June 22nd, will be the Bash on the Hill. But kicking off that week is CASA Corporate Games. And I know that they have registration open right now. They have pickleball, trivia, axe throwing, bowling, and golfing. And so if businesses want to get some of their employees or the owners want to work together with their employees, it's in the evening, early afternoon, early evening hours. And so each day is a different event. And so I'd encourage them to go to the Prairie Plains CASA website and get registered there. And then on Thursday, the 20th of June, the hospital will have their 50th anniversary celebration. 5 to 6 Norris Alley will be the reception, and I know they'll have like light sandwiches, and want to encourage everyone to get out and enjoy the restaurants as well. And then 6 to 8, there'll be a free band at Norris Alley, and Switchback is the band that's going to be playing from 6 to 8. And then on Saturday, starting at 2:30, is the car show at Wagner's, and Cruising the Bricks will follow. And the barbecue competition will be out at the Heritage Hills Golf Course. If anybody is wanting to participate in that, they can look for them. It's called the Great McCook Off on Facebook, and they can register there to be a contestant. And then the concert will have Strings Attached as our opener at 7, and then Paramount will get on stage at 9 o'clock. So we're excited with all the lights and hoping we have good weather. If anybody wants to get tickets, it's $20, and that $20 will get you into the concert and a plate of barbecue food. And it's from the competition, so that once everything is judged, the food kind of gets put together and then served to everyone, and they're going to have beef burnt ends and brisket. And then you'll have baked beans. The contestants also cook up some beans and then another side. So anyone interested, you can get your tickets ahead of time at the Chamber website. We will be starting to do giveaways, so watch the Facebook page for that.
How many cooks do you have for that?
I have no idea. We have a meeting on Tuesday, and so I'm kind of excited to hear. I know that they are prepared to feed about 700 people. Mm-hmm. And so we will have parking available at the Walmart parking lot and then at Southwest Nebraska Dental parking lot and then also Hoppins Meyer Orthodontics, and then we'll have shuttles running as well. And then we do have a lot that'll be up by the golf course. The other event that we have coming up is Heritage Days. 34 vendors signed up already to be at the park, so we're excited about that, and it keeps growing every week, and we do have somebody registered for the parade already, so it's not too early to register for the parade and any school bands. We're kind of looking at maybe doing a drum off with the schools, so that'd be something fun to just go enjoy at the park. And an event in between there is July 18th is a third Thursday event, and that's going to be the Chambers event, and it's more so for the retailers, so that's where you're going to see the sidewalk sales. Any group or farmers market is going to be attending that. We're going to have a couple blocks blocked off just for foot traffic and have, like, family games. People can enjoy the restaurants, and then the retailers, whether they're on the bricks or not, they're more than welcome to set up a table on the sidewalk or in the street just so people in the community know what they have to offer. And so just get a hold of me at the chamber so we can start organizing where tables can be. And again, that will be July 18th from 5 to 8 on Norris Avenue. So, yeah, lots.
Wow, what a list.
Yes. Yes, I know.
And you know darn well there's always going to be more plugged in there every now and then.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm working on the quarterly lunch and learns and quarterly meetings. So all that fun stuff. So chamber members, keep checking your emails and see what there is to register for. Another thing to be looking for, our marketing guy at the office, Kyle Kinney, he's working on McCook Bingo. So what that is it's a bingo card that'll be setting at the Scoop, because the Scoop is on Nebraska Passport. And so it's not just open to visitors, it's open to the community as well. You pick up one of those cards and you'll see merchants or retailers, restaurants that are participating, and you go into those retailers and then you'll get a sticker. And then once you fill up the card a certain way and all the instructions will be on the card, you upload it to the website that'll be listed on the card, and yeah, we'll enter you in for a prize.
Cool. So yeah. I know McCook Creative District just had their first Third Thursday. It sounded like that went very, very well.
Yes, it was perfect weather too. Mm-hmm. And so it was a lot of fun. You'll see it's so much fun to see the kids out, and it was the last day of school, so it was like this big block party. And so the band was awesome, and then just Humane Society was out there with dogs. I saw a lemonade stand, you name it. The scoop was out there. Kids were playing yard games. There was sidewalk chalk. And so it's just neat to see the community get together. And I know that there's some young professionals that are trying to get together and do some good things in McCook, too. So, yeah. Lots of good stuff going on.
Yeah.
And another program, I just had a receipt turned in, McCook Connects. If you are new in town and want to be paired up with someone to get to know what's going on, reach out to the chamber too, and I can try to line you up with someone. So
all the information, I was looking at your Facebook page. You got all those information, all the events and a few others. Had to hit the Facebook page.
Yes, absolutely. That or just visit McCookChamber.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can email me at director@McCookChamber.org or .com. And then office phone number is 345-3200. I'm not always in the office because I'd rather be out in the community, but I'll get your message and get you called back.
And again, like Sarah talked about, always looking for new members all the time.
Yes, and volunteers. Mm-hmm. So just feel free. If you want to get involved in the community, give me a call because I have some ways to do so. And just being a chamber member, remember, it's not what it's in it for you. It's what the chamber is being able to provide to the community. So.
And again, you may meet every third Wednesday of the month.
Yes.